want children to be able to pursue their passions and interests as they arise, don't we, and encourage them to do that. But as adults, you can lose sight of your own dreams and passions as bigger responsibilities take over. Gwyn Perkins is 76. This year, he became an award-winning children's author and illustrator. Hi, Gwyn.
Hi.
And Joanna Maxwell is the author of Rethink Your Career in Your 40s, 50s and 60s. Joanna, hello. Welcome to Life Matters.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you.
Now, Gwyn, you've always loved to draw. You worked for a time in animation and then in advertising before you made this late foray into children's books. What's guided and influenced you to change careers?
Just inevitability, actually. I sort of followed my passion, and one thing led to another. Then I sort of crossed off the things I didn't want to do, and ended up doing what I wanted to do.
So
I always find that if you really enjoy what you're doing, it'll lead to something, and if you do it well, you try to do it well, it'll lead to something else that you want in a direction that you enjoy.
So what was it then that made you leave advertising to try your hand at children's books?
I was doing sort of nice things in advertising, but at the end of the day, I was just selling stuff that I didn't really believe in. And I guess I was in the background sort of trying to put art into advertising, and it just seemed like a waste of time at the end, and I'd rather just see what I could do with my work.
Well, Joanna Maxwell, you've made a few career moves too. You started out as a lawyer, then freelanced as a journalist, also a careers counsellor, and now you're working at the Human Rights Commission. Why did you drop that first career as a lawyer?
In fact, my very first career choice was as a space explorer, but my parents decided that wasn't pragmatic, especially for an Australian girl in the 60s.
I'll wait to hear about if you're planning on getting back to that.
I think that one's well and truly gone now. But I became a lawyer because it was regarded as a sensible career and I didn't want to be a doctor. And I know that's true of a lot of lawyers, doctors and accountants out there. And I ended up really unsatisfied and unhappy, and it just grew and grew to the stage where I had to do something about it.
Right. Well, with Gwyn, he's always loved to draw. So illustrating kids' books and now writing the stories as well is not such a surprising leap, I guess, as the career changes you've made. I mean, as a younger person, I don't think you would have dreamed or hoped that one day you'd be doing your current job, which is Director of Age Discrimination at the Human Rights Commission. Is it about being prepared to see yourself in a different way?
Absolutely. I think that's part of it. I think partly it is a ridiculous thing to expect somebody at 18 to know what's going to be satisfying for the rest of their life. And of course, the world of work changes so fast, even if you do know that you want to do this forever, it may not be possible. And also, as we age and our life circumstances change, what we want from work and what we think we can get from work also changes. So I think it's natural that we do evolve into different careers.
Well, Gwyn, you've said that even though you're now a published children's illustrator and author, it's been hard to call yourself an artist. Why is that?
I doubt my ability most of the time. I mean, I look at something I did a while back and think it was terrible. You never really know and that you're doing it right until somebody tells you that you're doing it right. Sometimes it's just hard to decide that as you go.
Yeah, well, I have to say that you have the wonderful ability of being able to draw all sorts of very subtle facial expressions using very few lines, which you do in these kids' books. It's delightful. Joanna, for you, has your original training and experience in law been of use to you in your subsequent careers?
It completely has, and it's something I used to tell clients all the time, that the training you do is almost never wasted because you can transport skills. So for me,
no
as
matter
a lawyer,
what it is and how unrelated it might seem,
Pretty well. Don't challenge me with an extreme example, but for most of us, we're in a kind of ballpark from the beginning, and so we're just refining things. And as a lawyer, the thing that I will always be grateful for is it taught me to think in a critical, logical, building an argument kind of a way, and it also taught me a lot of pragmatism and reality about how the world actually works. And those things have certainly stood me in good stead.
So, Joanna, would you say there was a sort of common underlying reason for all your career moves?
Probably unhappiness. And knowing that somewhere out there, there was something a bit more satisfying. So I kind of never gave up on myself in that sense. Although, when I was a lawyer, I left it far too late. I left the law because one day I got up and put on my black fancy suit and my shiny shoes and picked up my briefcase, and I could not physically make myself walk to the front door to catch that bus to work.
Wow. You were just sort of rendered, what, immobile by some sort of deep unhappiness about the work?
I think so. I think something in my body just said, enough, you cannot keep doing this. And eventually I did go back to work. I was a good girl. I didn't quit on the spot. But that was the day where I knew that enough was enough and that was going to damage my health. And I would hope that most people don't let it get that far before they start researching and planning the possibility of a career change.
So, Joanna, how many people are changing career focus later in life? You know, how possible is it to change career post 40, 50 or 60?
Well, clearly as the author of the book, I would tell you that it's very possible. And in fact, it is. It's a growing trend for a couple of reasons. One is that we are living longer. And so people like me who are 60 today are likely to live 10 or 20 years longer than their grandparents or certainly their great-grandparents. And that trend is increasing. And for every year we're still adding to the lifespan, we're adding more than a year of healthy life. So not only are we living longer, we have more energy and more health than our forebears did at that age. And so it's natural that we want to plan for a longer career. Most of us can't afford to retire for 30 or 40 years. And so if your first career has run out, either because it's got boring or it doesn't exist anymore, you're going to want to reinvent yourself. And the other trend there is, of course, that the world of work is changing so fast that most of us have to keep moving to keep up.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But Joanna, I guess lots of people see their careers as a big part of their personal identity, you know, especially if you have been in the same line of work for a long time. How do you advise people to start thinking about starting over, start thinking about how you might reinvent yourself professionally?
I always tell people to be determined, but to take it in a slow and measured way. So I would never recommend that anybody quit their job on a whim. But I do think you have to take stock, look at all your strengths, your transportable skills, and in a deeper sense, look at what you actually want from work and what you want from the rest of your life. And then be curious about what else might be possible. You know, if you have an interest in something as Gwyn did, explore that, take that a bit further, see what might be possible, do some research, do a bit of experimenting and really create something for yourself.
Well, Gwyn, how did you do that?
I did it the opposite way. I just I got to the stage, if I didn't like something, I said goodbye, I'm not going to do this anymore. Mm. I just found myself at crossroads, your path in life goes along and you come to a little fork in the road and you decide, I'm going to go this way or I'm going to go that way, and then you go along a bit further and you go, it all happens sort of circumstantially. I've always drawn and I've always enjoyed drawing, and when I worked in animation, it was a particular type of work where you were drawing movement and expression via sort of a series of a lot of drawings that all went together to make a moving film. But the difference between that and drawing something on with a pen on a bit of white paper was extremely the opposite, because where one the first one that you'd look at, you're looking at the movement. The second one, you're studying the actual art, the picture, and so it's a different sort of a way of of working. So those skills, when I left working with animation, I didn't have the skills of being able to draw, express myself.
Right, so even though it seems somewhat related, it was about learning new skills.
Yeah.
Joanna, if you work out that you can financially and, I suppose, emotionally risk a change and take the leap, what would you say the benefits are of finding something new?
Many of the benefits, I think, are emotional. You feel better, happier. It gives you a chance to develop a sense of satisfaction in a whole new field. And as a serial career changer myself, and I probably should assure my current employers, I think I've reached the end of the line. I'm very happy there. But every time
I do it... You sure you don't want to be that space explorer?
Look, if NASA came calling, we would discuss it, but no, absolutely not. But I think what you get is the chance to develop competence, if not mastery, in a new field, which is enormously satisfying. You stay engaged in the changing world of work, which is useful because it means you can leverage your skills in different jobs. And you get often to tap into something that's been part of you, particularly creative people, part of you forever. I see a lot of people in their 40s and 50s who either want the urge to live out a creative dream or have always wanted to give back in some way. Mm. And this gives them the opportunity. I had a lot of clients and I have a lot of friends who leave high-flying kind of corporate jobs and go into a not-for-profit. So they're happy to take less salary and less of the corner office and title kind of thing to get the
Because making the opportunity. A contribution has become important.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Gwyn, can I ask you, is turning to creating kids' books at 76, for you, do you see that as a new career or is it a retirement pursuit?
I don't think I'll ever retire. I know it's it fits in with the way it was going. When I was doing the other work, I gravitated towards doing things for children, animated things on television. And so the book thing became, I was selected to be an illustrator on a website and I illustrated some books. And that was enjoyable for a while, but it was after I'd won an Arts Council grant.
Australia Council grant, yeah.
Yeah, and they basically said, you know, do what you like. And it was scary because I had to really work out what I really like. And what I really like was I got grandchildren and I like describing things and doing funny things. And so and I've had ideas in my head for a while. And so I basically scribbled some stuff that, with the help of editors and publishers, it sort of turned into something that people are now enjoying, which is where it's just evolved, but it's where I always wanted to be. I'm really, really glad what I'm doing at the moment. I haven't been happier in my work life than I am now.
Wow. Well, now you've just won the Children's Book Council Picture Book of the Year Award with your first book, A Walk in the Bush. Yeah. Were you surprised that with your first book you'd have such success?
Well, of course. It's nice to be able to sort of, well, it's just in the business of doing the book. I knew that at the start that it was going to be different than any other book because it's the way that I've tackled things. I didn't know it was going to be accepted as well as it was. So as far as the surprise is concerned, the business of sort of promoting books, it turns out that there's a long list of books that are chosen to represent the industry, and then that's whittled down to a short list. And I was pretty happy to be on the short list. There's some fantastic illustrators there to take your breath away. And then I found it. Goodness gracious, you know, and why did I get it? And I figured that what I've done is I've deliberately designed it to be read to children. I imagined I was talking to my four-year-old granddaughter, and I worked out that children, when they have books read to them and who couldn't read, and she couldn't read at the time, they see the pictures, and that's what I do. They see the pictures and they can understand the pictures before they understand the words. Mm. So I designed the book so that when you open the double pages, you could see a story evolving And so that because of it's an art prize. I've been awarded a prize because my book is able to tell a story using the pictures mainly, and that's very, very gratifying and very surprising, and I'm really happy.
Do you regret, though, not turning your hand to children's books earlier?
No, because I look at some of the stuff I did not that long ago, and it was in development, but it wasn't until that I had the help and the collaboration of editors and publishers and people basically giving me a pat on the back and saying, that's good, keep going. So it came to this point. It wouldn't have happened a year ago. As a matter of fact, I did a rough version of what I thought, after I'd got the Arts Council grant, I did a rough version of what I thought the book was going to be looking like, and it was horrible. And I thought, that's the end of that.
So it's kind of, right, so it's really the sum total of a whole lot of experiences that you've had. Well, finally, Joanna, can I just ask you, what if you're feeling that you've got this feeling that you've actually just got to stick to a particular line of work, or you're going to be seen as chopping and changing whenever things don't quite work out? How do you get over that sort of feeling?
To start with, I think that perception is changing. Young people today are fully expecting to have a number of careers, and there's a difference between that and chopping and changing every year or two, of course. But for everybody, it's a matter of finding their personal balance between their passion and the pragmatism. So that changes over the years. If you've got a young family and a mortgage, then pragmatism might win out. If you're older and those responsibilities are sorted, you can indulge passion. But either way, I always say, don't give up on the other. So if you take a creative path, make sure you've got a way to earn at least most of the money you need on the side. And if you are pragmatic, don't lose the creative or the giving back urge or whatever it is. Do it around the edges and train and try and plan your course so that it all works out in the end. And often it does.
And Joanna Maxwell is a lawyer turned journalist turned careers counsellor turned director of age discrimination at the Australian Human Rights Commission and the author of Rethink Your Career in Your 40s, 50s and 60s. And Gwyn Perkins is an advertising man turned children's book author and illustrator. A Walk in the Bush and A Day at the Show are the titles of his books. They're delightful. And a delight to have you both join us. Joanna and Gwyn, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.